Big Know How's portal. Welcome to the Big Know How tutorial for the week. This isn't really the tutorial for the week, I guess, because I didn't do one last week. But I call upon all the times in which I have done a tutorial, like 2 times a week or more than that. I am coming down with a cold, so my voice is actually pretty thick right now, but I think it's fine. Well, and that's up to you. Anyway, this tutorial will be how to make animated fire text. There's an add-on, well, a script for GIMP called Animated Fire, which is one FD Visions introduced me to, and I will be showing you how to make text out of that animated fire, which I guess you could say is like, I'll show you how, actually. So first open up GIMP and make a file any size you want. I'm making it 640 by 400. Now, for some reason, the Animated Fire plugin will not work unless you make another layer. So, I'll actually show you where you can download that. Or, no, I'll just have the link in the description where you can download the script foo. And you can put it into GIMP using my Putting Extras into GIMP tutorial. So, go Filters, Animation, Animated Fire. And that should pop up. There we go. I'm just going to make it have, 15 frames. And you can choose the speed. Actually going to make it a bit slower. And that should take an amount of time. Oh, the wash is done. Anyway, that should take an amount of time depending on how fast your computer is. Okay, so here's the actual animated fire, and I'll show you what that looks like. Filters, animation, playback. And it is pretty good. It's very convincing. It's even more realistic than the still fire. So if you wanted to make very realistic fire in a scene, I would just use this and only have it be one frame, because this is pretty much the most realistic fire I have ever seen made in GIMP. So now, if you want to get the actual fiery text, we first need to actually type in some text. So my text I'm going to type in is just GKH in a normal font. Sans bold. I'm going to make it pretty big. By no means does your text have to be this big. I'm just making mine huge to capture the effect. That's too big. There we go. So let's move this down here, right about here, I think is fine. Now click Layer, Layer to Image Size, and this increases our layer to the image size, as the name would suggest. Now click Alpha to Selection. This just selects the text. Then click Select, Invert. Now, what this does is it selects everything but the text. So now, on your flame layers, click on the flame layers, and then you can just click delete, but for some reason my delete key doesn't work on the Mac. I'm clicking delete, and nothing's deleting. I have to go edit, cut for each layer, and just scroll down the layers doing that. You'll also notice that on a Mac, I have to click to focus the window. It doesn't automatically focus like it should if you have GIMP 2.6 on a PC. See, like, I'm clicking Edit, and now I have to click it again because all that did was focus the window. So it's actually kind of inconvenient. Now it's your choice whether to add an outline or not. I'm personally going to go without an outline. Now all that's left to do is to delete your top text layer and click select none. Now click filters, animation, playback to see what we did. So there is how to make fiery text. You can play around with it, like you can add this fire by cutting it out with a layer mask and then blurring the layer mask and smudging it some. You can add animated fire to buildings and stuff. I've done a lot of that, but I'm just basically showing you how to make text in this tutorial because I saw my text effects section was actually kind of weak compared to the others. It only had like six. So, additionally, I think it would actually look better if you would have blurred it and used the rounded corners effect like we did in our my bubble text tutorial, except make that less extreme. So, thank you for watching this tutorial.